It's a special Payson City Council meeting, 5 o'clock. The date is August 26, 2025. I'll go ahead and open this meeting with prayer. Father in heaven, as we come before thee at this time, we are so very thankful for thy involvement in our lives in the city and the state and also the United States and the world, Father. We're thankful for the moisture we have just received and would ask thee to please help us to have sufficient water for the coming season. Father, as we are here to discuss things for the city, help us to do so in a professional manner and make good decisions for the future of our city. And we say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Council Rowley will lead us in the pledge.
Thank you, Mayor. Please rise for the pledge. Repeat after me. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ryan. Okay, we'll go to number C, action item resolution. Canvas of the August 12, 2025 Payson City Municipal Primary Elections. Kim, are you ready for us? We're ready for you.
Next week.
Okay, Kim.
Hello, Mayor and Council. So we are going to go over the canvassing of the primary election, which was held on August 12th of this year. I'm hoping you were able to at least review some of what I sent earlier. We just barely got the information. It was supposed to be here by noon, but of course that didn't happen. But anyway, so this first page is actually the certification that the mayor and the council are going to need to sign following approval of the election results. You'll go to the next one, Dave. So our statement of votes cast, some of the statistics for a primary election, Payson had 20.3% turnout on the election, which is actually pretty good for a primary. It's pretty good for a primary. There were 2,308 ballots cast. We had 11,384 registered voters in Payson. If you'll scroll down a tiny bit more right there. So there's the official totals with Bob Lacey, Easton, and Kirk. They'll be moving on to the general election on November 4th. And then this next page is something new that the state's requiring, and this wasn't in the information I sent you, but we have to show how many voters are classified public, private, and withheld. So public is just the generic person who registers to vote. Then you've got the private voters, and the private voters are there. You have to declare your information as private, and then only certain people or entities can get that information. They can never get your birth date, just your birth year. And this is the information. They call the people, they call it a public service request that the county receives. Like they're trying to do tallies of how many people vote and who's voting from different areas. So there's only certain people and entities who can get that information, and they have to actually make a request to get it. And then you have the withheld voters. Those are like people who are of victims of crime, law enforcement, military, those types of people, they actually have to fill out a form. It has to go through a review process before their information can be withheld, basically, and nobody gets their information. So we have to provide those statistics as well. And then the next one is the total votes again, but this one has the percentages on, so we'll provide that. And then David, Dave, you can kind of scroll way down. The next is just each precinct statistics that's required to provide to the state. We have to, once this is all done, we file everything with the Lieutenant Governor's office. So there's the individual precincts. Payson has 14 precincts.
What was that one that had
four people?
Yeah, I was gonna look to see. It's towards the bottom.
None of them voted.
There's one that had four and nobody voted, and I was going to look at the map and see exactly where that was, but I just didn't have a minute to check that one out.
Ones that get in Salt Lake, where they get downtown in those industrial areas, and they have precincts with two or three people in there, and they're always your county, your delegates or whatever. Then
I think it's the next one. That one right there, precinct 13. Yeah, I'm not sure where that is. I'll have to take a look at that one.
So nobody in that precinct voted.
The new community's going to be built like south.
Okay.
Just right there. Actually, yep. Just bring it
right. Okay. Right at the very south end. Right. So then this next document, this is from the county. It's basically the ballot statistics. They did have a correction after I sent it out to everybody. If you'll scroll down to that section four, they had on line 4I a 66%, I think, originally, which was wrong. They did something wrong, so it's just 33%. But that's just the statistics of how many ballots came through, how many ballots had issues. There were some people didn't sign their ballot, and they reach out to those voters to try and get them to come in. They can come in and correct it. There were some provisional ballots. Some didn't have proper identification, so those didn't get counted either. So those are your ballot statistics. And then the last page, I just have to certify after you've approved it. I just have to certify, and everything goes to the Lieutenant Governor's office.
Okay. So any
questions?
Any questions, Council? Okay.
So there's a resolution that was in your packet. So you'll just be approving that resolution, and all this information gets attached to that.
Okay. Then I guess I'm ready for a motion.
Okay, Mayor, I move that we approve the resolution, the canvas of the August 12th, 2025 Payson City Municipal Primary Election.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and seconded. We'll start the roll call vote, starting with Council Hyatt. Council Moss?
Yes.
Council Rowley?
Yes.
Council Hewlett?
Yes.
Council Christensen?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you. We'll move on to number two, resolution agreement with Payson Hospitality Group. Dave?
Mayor and Council, at our last council meeting, we had a discussion about this new hotel that's going in, and the impact fees will be paid over time, and the council tabled that. We went back and talked with the owner that'll be building the building, and we took the water impact fees, water and PI, to be paid up front with the other fees, and then the rest. And so in your packet, it showed the red line. It dropped. It dropped about $13,000 that will be paid up front, and then the rest will be $154,000 paid over 3 years. So I think that was the direction, and so I brought it back so that we can get that moving. If the council's okay with that, or if we have any questions, we can answer those. But that's what's before you right now.
I can't wait till they start building. It's been a long time.
It seems like they wanted to get a permit in August, so August is running out this week.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. I know. They have this week.
Yeah.
They have 2 days.
Hopefully they'll do it, but I think it's close.
Yeah.
Getting a permit and start building on it. So that'll be a good product for us.
Dave, thanks for taking this back to the applicant and having that conversation with them. I appreciate that.
Nope, no problem. It's good.
OK, Okay, if there's no further discussion, council, I'm ready for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution agreement with the Payson Hospitality Group.
Okay, we have a motion been seconded. Roll call vote starting with Council Christensen.
Yes.
Council Hewlett.
Yes.
Council Aroli.
Yes.
Council Moss.
Yes.
Council Hyatt.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion carries.
Thank you.
The only other thing for this meeting is adjournment. All in favor say, well, give me a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Okay, thank you.